Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival di Cannes. I'm in company of Serge Bouzon, who presents in the section Cannes Premiere his new film, Don Juan.
So, first of all, how did you get the idea of a reverse Don Juan, and what opportunity this idea made you explore on screen?
It was not my own idea, in fact. It's the scriptwriter Axel Roper who had this idea before me, and perhaps I would never have it. And it was not... it was like after 1 year of writing the script that this idea came. Originally, it was like a standard Don Juan, trying to seduce women, sleeping with them. It was, and progressively we thought, perhaps this is not good, this is not right. And she had this idea. And what does it... I think it gave us the capacity to explore a kind of almost masculine defeatism. I don't know if I may say so. Like a constant failure, but with a kind of loneliness. He's always trying to get back one girl, but he's getting kicked out by all the women that he's trying to seduce. But he's not a victim of the woman, I think. He's a victim of himself. And there is a kind of sadness, I hope. I don't know. For me, it could be moving. I hope that you don't despise the male character. You don't love him, for example, because he has sometimes strange attitudes. But he's not, for me, despisable. He's got something touching, because he has a very kind of... He has a strong loneliness, and he's completely lost. He has something like an orphan. He's not an orphan, he's a grown-up. But it's something for me like an orphan feeling of being lost, you know, in a world where nobody can help you. But perhaps I'm dreaming, I don't know.
No, but I understand that. Would, in this sense, would you say, because I read some, you know, reviews and people saying that it's a feminist film, that it takes a side of women, but couldn't we also say that more than this, it's about, you know... simply the film is more handled in a less stereotypical way. I mean, there's more women, but, you know, in an equal way.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't say that my movie is feministic. It's journalists who say this. To give just one example, usually you've got one male, Don Juan, who sleeps with a lot of girls, so you kept going from one girl to the other, but here, so it's a solo, you know, one girl, and here it's a real duo, because between Virginie and Tar, they are on the screen almost all the time, and because of his obsession, her character can still be in the movie even when she's out of the story. I tried to do a duo, not a solo, and I tried also to give Tar the kind of character to play that he's never played before, and to reach with Tar a kind of strange innocence, because he's not really like a manipulative man, like a professional liar. Strangely, he seems very sincere. Even in the, for example, in the restaurant scene where he's lying, in fact, because he says, I was dreaming, but he was looking to a woman in a very strange way. But perhaps he doesn't know what he's do. Perhaps he is just, like a dreamer. I don't know. Something more like a dreamer than a predator.
Well, last thing, it's not the first time that you use, let's say, the reverse mechanism. What were the difficulties this time? There were, and what were the achievements?
The achievements, I cannot tell. You have to tell me. The difficulties, there were many difficulties. For example, I will give you just one. I was anxious, afraid, that the main character could get a little boring, because he's always sad, always upset. I thought he could be more too much monolithic. I was afraid of this. And thanks to Tar, I think we have escaped this difficulty, because he's not monolithic in his way of playing. And so there is something which keeps changing, even if the character has only one and only one obsession. So I think this was, I think this was good.
Grazie.
Thank you.
And we've been talking to Serge Bozon, director of Don Juan screening at the 75th Festival de Cannes in the Cannes premiere section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.